The writings are the word, but they are the word that has its own letter. So, like, it's still written in terms of person, place, space, and time. Because what is it describing? It's describing states, states of mind, that that's what it's describing. And you can only really know the truth of what is being spoken about here if you have the experience that underlies it, that process that underlies everything. And that's the function. So effectively what you have is a externalized form of the Lord, these truths, ultimated as text, which when they enter the human mind, give the Lord something to enter into. But he only enters into them in terms of our process if we're willing to apply them. If otherwise, they just sit in the memory, which is outside of us. It's not in us. For something to enter into the will, it has to be worked with. And it's another means of how we're kept in freedom, that the word comes in an exterior way and is able to sit in the memory, and then it can be picked up from there or not, so far as entering into the life goes. In Loga Praxis, we have this principle that what's important is that people are arriving at the doctrine for their life, not some kind of cookie cutter, kind of systematic prepackaged doctrine. So this is from AE 190. So this is verse 3 from whatever chapter of the book of Revelation it's from. But verse 3 says, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and take heed," signifies recalling to mind what the Lord teaches in the word and attention. This is evident from this, that what is written to the angel of this church treats of those who are in a moral and not a spiritual life. And these are here told to acquire for themselves spiritual life, that their moral life may be made alive, which is signified by the words just preceding, "Be wakeful and confirm the things remaining that are about to die." From which it can be seen that, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and take heed," signifies recalling to mind that the Lord teaches in the word and attention. To take heed signifies attention, as it is with those who are in the spiritual affection for truth. For when these read the word, they do not look at it from the doctrine of the church in which they are born, but they look at it as if they were separated from that doctrine. For their wish is to be illustrated and to see truths inwardly in themselves and not from others. Those who are in such a state are illustrated by the Lord, and it is granted to them to make doctrine for themselves out of the truths that they see, and this doctrine is implanted in them and abides in their spirit to eternity. So it's a difference between receiving doctrine on the basis of authority, and it's a shift in state, it's a movement that occurs over the course of one's spiritual life, and being able to enter into experience as the basis for doctrine, so that those things that are known intellectually are recast in the light of direct experience. That's what the writings are. They are an experience that the Lord has given Swedenborg, and he has then encoded it, if you like, in a more kind of intellectual form. So he's universalized it. It's one of his great gifts, his ability to do that. And then we come and we read it, and it being from the Lord, it then has to be reworked through our experience into something that is able to support the use to which we are being created for. You know, the form of mind that the Lord is creating in us requires the particular perspective we can bring to it. If you abstract things a bit and you look at Swedenborg as the developing new rational, if you like, then for us, we can take a lesson from that, that we test the spirits. We can work to discern what the quality of what's flowing in is. And it's the rational truths from the word that are offered here that enable us to do that. The awareness that this is going on, you know, that's what's provided through the text, right? It gives us an awareness and a framework by which we can actually test it for ourselves and come to see its truth in the light of our own experience, which is really what's vital here. And again, you know, I just reemphasize, that's why it's necessary to take something and just work with it and see how it is true in your own experience in life.